Case study. Late discovery of a patient's family history leads to delayed treatment. While MilMic continuously addresses the need for complete and accurate documentation of patient care as a significant factor in avoiding litigation, the fact remains that poor documentation continues to be a contributing element in many medical professional liability suits. The following case study examines this issue from the perspective of a defense verdict found in favor of the MilMic-insured physician that could very easily have been won by the plaintiff. The patient in this case was a 42-year-old woman with two young children who worked as a cardiac sonographer, earning approximately $90,000 per year. She had been treated by practitioners at a large medical group since 2007. At the patient's first visit with the MilMic-insured OBGYN in February 2011, she had no specific complaints, but did offer a history of heavy monthly menstrual bleeding. She had already undergone two dilation and curettage procedures, the last being in 2009. The patient reported no family history of breast, uterine, cervical, ovarian, or colon cancer. Measures to address the bleeding were discussed, including a NovaSure ablation procedure, but she advised the OBGYN she did not want an ablation. The following month, the patient underwent a guided core biopsy of the left breast after mammography and ultrasound noted a suspicious mass. Pathology indicated a benign fibroadenoma, and a 6-month follow-up was recommended. In June 2011, she was seen by her PMD for complaints of decreased energy and feeling tired. Iron supplements were recommended. In December 2011, the patient underwent a bilateral breast ultrasound. She again reported no family history of breast or ovarian cancer. The patient returned to our OBGYN in February 2012 with complaints of significant menorrhagia with her cycles. NovaSure ablation was again discussed, and she consented to the procedure. In preparation, the OBGYN performed a transvaginal ultrasound for the sole purpose of obtaining measurements of the uterus. He also performed an endometrial biopsy, which was reported as benign. The OBGYN did not visualize the ovaries. The following month, the patient underwent a bilateral mammography and breast ultrasound at another facility. Her patient questionnaire again reflected no family history of breast cancer in a parent, sister, daughter, grandmother, or aunt. 2 months later, the OBGYN performed the NovaSure ablation. At that time, there were no palpable adnexal masses and no complications from the procedure were noted. Pathology later revealed a benign asynchronous endometrium. A follow-up exam was noted to be negative for pelvic masses. In December 2012, however, the patient called her PMD with complaints of bloating and crampy pain. She told this doctor that she had performed an ultrasound scan on herself and believed she had a 4-centimeter lesion on her right ovary. The patient was advised to contact her OBGYN, but he was not available. She then contacted an OBGYN at another practice and was seen that day. The patient gave that physician a family history of two cousins with breast and ovarian cancer. Ultrasound revealed a 3.2-centimeter complex right ovarian cyst. A CT scan was ordered, and the report read, "The right ovary is nodular in contour, suspicious for a mass measuring 5 by 5.2 centimeters. A 2.4-centimeter cyst is seen in the right ovary. Nodularity is also seen in the left ovary. This is not enlarged, but also must be regarded as suspicious." The patient was referred for additional testing at Yale New Haven Hospital and subsequently Memorial Sloan Kettering, where she gave a history of a paternal cousin having breast and ovarian cancer. She also reported that she was of Ashkenazi Jewish descent, another risk factor. Test results were reported as stage 3C ovarian cancer. The patient underwent a total abdominal hysterectomy and debulking procedure, and a final pathology report revealed high-grade serous carcinoma in the right and left pelvic peritoneum, paracervical soft tissue, uterine serosa, right and left fallopian tubes, and both ovaries. Although the patient took part in several clinical trials, her disease became widespread. Additional surgeries were not performed, and she no longer was a candidate for clinical trials. A lawsuit was filed against the Milnick-insured OBGYN and the medical group, which was insured by a different carrier. A joint defense between both parties was discussed and agreed upon, since the allegations against the group were vicarious in nature. Allegations against the OBGYN included a 10 to 12 month delay in the diagnosis of ovarian cancer, the failure to appreciate a significant family medical history involving a first cousin with early onset ovarian and breast cancer, the failure to refer the patient for genetic counseling, which would have resulted in testing for the BRCA mutation, and the failure to visualize her ovaries when performing the transvaginal ultrasound in preparation for the NovaSure ablation. Damages included the progression of ovarian cancer to stage 4, reduced life expectancy, loss of a chance for a cure, extensive hospitalizations, chemotherapy and radiation, fatigue, pain and suffering, and fear of impending death. A demand of $4.3 million was made. Expert opinions in OBGYN, oncology, radiology, pathology, and GYN-ONC were secured as discovery progressed. Based on these opinions, as well as deposition testimony, the matter was deemed defensible on behalf of the Milnick-insured OBGYN. Since no offers toward settlement were going to be made by the defense, the plaintiff's attorney asked for an immediate trial date due to his client's rapidly deteriorating health. Testimony began in early March 2017. The case was tried over a 6-day period and became a battle of experts. In the end, however, the jury felt Milnick's OBGYN policyholder did not deviate from the standards of care in his treatment of the plaintiff. This was highlighted by the fact that the jury took less than 30 minutes to return a unanimous defense verdict. A legal and risk management analysis. This is a case that could have resulted in a $1 million verdict, but instead the defense was successful for both the Milnick-insured OBGYN and his medical group. This victory can clearly be attributed to the proper intake and documentation of the plaintiff's family health history during her continued care. Obtaining an accurate family health history from a patient is an effective tool for physicians and other healthcare practitioners, as it provides for a more comprehensive approach to the overall care and treatment of the patient. In this case, it was the plaintiff's failure to provide an accurate family health history that caused a direct delay in her treatment and timely diagnosis. Specifically, this failure prevented the practitioners from identifying that the patient was at a higher risk for disease, and as a result, the OBGYN had no reason to visualize her ovaries during the transvaginal ultrasound. This omission resulted in the OBGYN not recommending treatments, genetic testing, or any other options that could have reduced the risk of the disease, not recognizing the early warning signs of the disease, and also not developing a plan for any appropriate lifestyle changes. A common tool used in obtaining a patient's medical history is a family history questionnaire or checklist. This approach allows the patient to complete the questionnaire at his or her own pace, allowing for extra time to communicate with family members, and ultimately provides for more accurate intake of information, which in turn can be followed up on by the healthcare provider. Another recommended approach is questioning the patient directly. Not only does this encourage communication, it also allows for the clarification of anything that may be unclear to the patient. In the case at hand, both these approaches were used and effectively established that the patient denied any relevant family history. This denial went on for approximately 14 months and involved 3 different providers. It was not until after there was a significant finding at Memorial Sloan Kettering that the plaintiff reported an extremely relevant medical family history. If even one of the providers had failed to document the plaintiff's family medical history, there would have been a significantly greater chance of her attorney successfully arguing that the plaintiff had never been questioned, or possibly that the plaintiff had actually reported a positive past medical history to the provider with missing documentation. This would have given counsel a greater chance in proving some of the allegations of this case in front of a jury.